Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
Regardless of your spiritual orientation, be it around a religion or a winter solstice, the end of year is a time for reflection of days gone by, celebration and gratitude for where you are now, and inspiration for the coming year. I embrace any and every opportunity to enjoy my journey and always look forward to this time of year. But as I glance around on the highways, supermarkets, and shopping centers, I see lots of sparkling decorations, but not a whole lot of cheer. Why is that? Well, because modern-day commercialism, the material trap, has created this insatiable need through slick marketing for us to produce the best gift ever for that special someone. And we believe in it so much that we take on a lot of pressure with little to no relief. This festive season ends up turning into a more festy one, and it's often more despised rather than embraced. So I have a few tips for those who are thinking of joining the Grinch Club, which may make surviving holiday stress just that little bit easier. So tip number one is breathe. When you walk through Auntie M's door for the first time in years and your smile turns upside down when she says, "Oh my dear, you have gained weight," in all instances where the delivery of information isn't what you expected, stop a moment and breathe. Give yourself a moment to recollect. Instead of saying back, "Oh, well, you have less teeth this year, Auntie M," no, you say, "Oh yes, but it's so good to see you. And remember, it's but a moment in time, and you get to choose whether it's going to be a good one or a bad one." Tip number two. Afterwards, Auntie M just keeps fussing about how bad this or that is, creating a buzz of negativity around you as you try and get comfortable at the table. You're not a black hole where anything which gets dumped to it just disappears, so let it go. You are not Auntie M, and she is not you. Her opinions are hers, and they may be judgmental, but her thoughts are not who you are, unless you take them on and store them inside. Only carry within you that which serves your greatest and highest good. Tip number three, focus. By now, the whole family's in an uproar about something Auntie M said to your cousin, and your mum's in the kitchen going, "Oh, I can't believe what she said," and your niece is on the porch complaining about the lame gift of socks from somebody. But if you allow yourself to follow the lead of others, you will join in their sad parade instead of leading a new one. Instead of saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe it, can you?" choose a focused response. "Yeah, might not be what you expected, Mom, but let's focus on enjoying ourselves. We only ever get together like this every now and then." You'll be proud to be part of the reason why the family pulls back together to celebrate instead of separated and grouching around. Tip number four, love. It's clear with the festivities coming to a close at your Auntie M's that everybody's different, even if you have the same blood. Love has no criticism, no judgment, no barriers or requirements. Where tips number one, two, and three all failed you, this one trumps every time. Come from a place of love in all that you do, and all will turn out well. Enough said. Tip number five, gratitude. As you get into your car and head back to your sanctuary of your home, you realize, hey, my family's not perfect, but that's why I love them. If we were all the same, it would be one boring get-together. Now, you understand that people might not always say or do the right things by your expectation, but you're grateful anyway, because you realize, just like me, they're not perfect either. Your gratitude for accepting what is, as opposed to your upset for what's not, is what's going to carry you into the new year with so much promise. As I'm sure you can see, my simple steps on surviving holiday stress can be applied any time of year and pretty much in any situation. I would be so proud if you took on any or all of them with you during the holidays or on your life's journey. And no, my five tips are not new by any means, but applying them in your life might be. Do you think you can turn your life into a happily ever after at any time? Well, I do. Please feel free to share your thoughts or experiences by commenting below. And oh, while I still have your attention, I'd like to take this opportunity to send you so much love and light, my friend, now and all year round. I'll catch you in the new year. Namaste.